Good evening from the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Thank you so much for coming to the webpage again, and thank you for looking around at these almost 200 messages that are here. God has really poured a lot of messages through Brother Freedom, and Brother Freedom really loves you, and he's thankful for all of his friends out there. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for how the Holy Spirit has been pouring out wonderful messages, and we just give you praise and honor and glory. We thank you again for anointing Brother Freedom, and we thank you again for anointing the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for what you're doing. We thank you for touching your mighty hand. We thank you that you're forever faithful. We thank you for this night. We thank you because for all the wonderful things you do for us. We just count our many blessings. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for this place that we can come together. And we thank you for the people here. We thank you for your love. We thank you for all you've done. We pray that you bless this night, bless this time, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. I really believe in a minute I'm going to read the scripture, but before that I want to tell all the viewers that thank you. This is going to them, and I really appreciate, I love them. Love all of you, but all these wonderful words have been coming back to us through email. It's really wonderful what people are, and I appreciate it with the depth of my heart because, you know, this has never been like this. Things are changing because used to I was never received that way. And I want to tell you, I thank you for all you dear hearts. This word is touched. And I appreciate these and pray that God will bless you. Pray that God will move upon your heart in a very special way. I pray that whatever your need is or whatever your requests are, they'll be answered. I pray that God will move in your heart in a very mighty way. I feel that you're a very special people. I pray that God wants to touch you in a mighty way. And I pray that he'll bless you forevermore. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to get my brother here to read a scripture in Jeremiah because it's really touched me.
It's Jeremiah 29, 12, and 13.
Right.
Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Thank you very much. You know, that's when you search for me with all your heart. What a wonderful truth that is, because I truly believe this is the secret of touching God and receiving something that we need as people. You know, when we come to the Lord, from that first step, we've never been there before. And that day on, it's like a birth. You become a new being. And that when we receive Jesus as a personal Savior, how that our sins are washed away, we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. And what a wonderful blessing. And we should grow toward the Lord. It's like when you plant a wheat crop or any crop you plant, you expect a great harvest. You want something, a good crop of peaches, you want peaches, you want whatever you have. It takes time for that fruit to arrive. And God has spoken in James, the 5th chapter, I think it is, and he says he longeth for the day of his saints to come to him. Basically what he's saying, he longs for that day that we'll see. God doesn't see it as we see it as sort of a day of maybe dying and all these things we don't want to even think about. But God sees it as a better day, sort of a graduation. He longs for that day to take place. And in Psalms it says, he longeth for the saints. He wishes that they'll be with him. And while we're here, we have a period of time that we can do, even after we're saved, we can go according to our own speed. And I believe in Jeremiah, there's the answer. We have to continually seek for God. We truly have to pursue him. We have to want him. Because God will not force himself upon us, never. He blesses us, but he doesn't force himself for us to be responding. He wants us to seek him. All the word of God is seek you, Lord, while he may be found. We're to seek him. That should be a response that's out of our heart. That we respond to the one that made us. That we want to conform to his image. To his likeness. We might adapt ourselves from where we came from in a life of transition, transforming our mind, and we might prove what is the good, acceptable will of God. That God will bring us that place of a graduation till we actually develop into Him. Now, I can say this because I went through it, but what I know tonight is a lot different than even a year ago. We grow in God continually. We never stop. Just this week has been a mighty step, and God is moving in a mighty way. But in the renewing of our mind, we might prove what is the good and acceptable and will of God. The renewing takes over and over constantly. You never stop renewing. It's like a ship. They always chip paint. I don't know about the sailors nowadays, but the old days there was chipping paint was always a process of the young sailors because that had to be maintained all the time. It had to put chip the old paint, put new paint on. And that's renewing. And we do the same thing every day as we get up. We seek God in a greater way. We don't just want to say that I've made it because I've accepted Jesus. No, if you do, be stagnant. You'll find yourself going backwards, possibly, and probably. But when you seek God, God wants you to continually seek and hear Him. Seek in a way that's very pleasing to Him. We might be a vessel of praise, and we might walk in His counsel. You know, in this last days we're living at, things are happening that we don't understand. For I, the Lord thy God, have spoken this day, said the Spirit of God. I'm here this day in a mighty way, and I wish my people to know that I'm aware of all things that's going forth. My spirit is real. I'm alive. And I move in the hearts of my ones. For I say my church should be alive and well this day, but many are far from me. I say I have a mechanical church. This mechanical church prepares everything in advance. They know exactly what's going to happen. They know who's going to pray, basically, and all the things that prescribe to make up a service. But I look for a people who walk in my spirit. Not conform to the old ways that we've learned to be adapt as normal. We might walk in my calling. For I say in my mechanical churches, you find that many go to shows, movies, throughout the week. And many watch a lot of TV and things they shouldn't watch. For I see it, these things, says the Spirit of God. I know these are in my people. But I say, yes, it's all right to watch these things, but be in moderation. You should seek me more than on these other things. But I say my people have went off in a way. They want no hard way. They want a light way to heaven. And they want a free ride toward heaven. But I say, many are called, but few are chosen. I seek for those, but they are not here. I call them, and they are absent. They do not know me. For I'm looking for a people, a holy people, who walk before my accountability. They will know from heaven. They will move through my mighty hand upon them. And they will know that I love them. They will know that I use them. And they have no reservations about calling upon me because they know that I'm there to answer them. I'm there to lead them. But I say many of my people this day do not really know me. I say their prayers, they don't even know whether they're answered. And I say many do not understand how that I work. My people have never been taught. They've heard many sermons. And I say the services are made up of songs, of a few testimonies. But I say the songs really to elevate to making people, my people, feeling good. And I say the messages are given out to where there is no condemnation to the heart of the one, the receiver, the one that hearing the word. For I wish to deal with my people, and that's what my word goes out for, to move upon the hearts of those that need help, those that need to repent, those that need helping hand from heaven. My people do not want this. I say you may not know it, said all of you, but I say many have my church, the pastor, is told he cannot preach these things. He's limited many times. And I say, where he's at fault, he thinks about his pocketbook. He thinks about losing that position. And I say, my church is falling off. It's not being moved upon by my spirit no longer, because the conditions of men's hearts have brought deception into my places of worship. And I say, the thoughts are for self. Thoughts generation generates things of the man. I want it springing forth the message. But my spirit has no right to their calling. They say he has no basically right to move in the spirit. But it is my church, says the Spirit of God. And I say, man has mismanaged my church so deliberately. They have worked in things that I want to move upon them. But they've known have a way, and they do their own wills. And I've let them do this for many years. But I say, at this last hour, I'm going to bring a stop to these things. For I'm going to let things happen that stop only through my spirit. For I'm going to move mightily on those that surrendered me. And those who seek me, they will surely find me. And those that call upon my name, they will hear from me. And they will not be absent at the day when the roll call is given. Because they'll be there, and I will say, my child, come forth. Come with my blessing upon thee. For I say, eternity is real, real. It's a place that's going to be for eternity. It's forever and ever and ever. I say, while people have time, they need to search for me. They need to cry out. And his word was in the 29th chapter of Jeremiah. They should seek for me, they shall surely find me. And I am always there, says the Spirit of God. I'm there, but my people are, where are they? They spend more time watching other things that are not actually bad, but they forget to pray. They forget to seek me. As devices the enemy uses against them, that they lose out, actually in the latter end, because they lose that drive that they have for me. For I say in my word, in that last day, she should not be lukewarm or cold, but she must be hot. But I say, where is my church this night? There's very few that's on fire for the Lord your God. You've lost that first love. You've lost that direction, that counsel, that only by the Lord thy God can help you. And I say, search for me this night. Search for me and call to me, and I will uplift thee, and I will hold thee in a mighty way. I say, I have a remnant, and those that have not bowed their knee, but I say there's many, 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 many that are living very shallow in their callings. They all have my name, but I say many are not really where I wish for them to be. Many of them live very loosely. They live in their own imaginations, and many do things that I don't like to see, says the Spirit of God. For I wish for holiness. I wish for obedience to be come forth. I wish to walk in my love. I wish for my people to be very thoughtful of their love that they have toward me. I say many really don't think about me that much. I am something that they're going to take on after they pass away. And if they go to this assembly and join it, this is what many believe. I would say, thus says the Spirit of God. They believe this, that they're going to be all right. But I say there's a little more to it than that, says the Spirit of God. I say, my word does not speak that I'm going to have a holy people. I'm going to have a zealous people. I'm going to have them that walk whiter and spotless. I'm going to have a pure people, a people that have not fulfilled the lust of the flesh. And I say, many of my people are even saying that they can do this, that, it's okay. But I say, I do not sanction that, says the Spirit of God. For I'm here today to set things right, this day, that I do not sanction all these things that men are doing in my name, says the Spirit of God. They've ruined the reputation of my name. They've abused the name of Jesus, that wonderful name. That Savior that died, that all could be forgiven, that all could live, that you have eternal life. And they've ruined his name, many, 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 because of what they said of light workers. And I say, when I say light, that's what most of my people are, very light workers. They're very timid in serving me. They're very light in appreciating me. For I see their love. Their love is very, very dim, very shady, very far from me. But I want my people to be on fire. I want my people to be alive. I want my people to walk in victory. I want my people to walk in my promises, walk in my love. And I shall bless them, and I shall move mightily, and ye shall have fulfillment in your love, your God. And I shall go before thee in this last hours. I say it's going to be a hard days coming before my people before long. For those that have a close walk with me, I will go with them. And I will lead them, even though I tarry for a while, it's my time when I want to bring them out. But I say, at that day, they will still be serving me that day that I call them home. For that's what I'm looking for, is those who will serve me to the last hour. They will be waiting. But I say, oh church, where are you tonight? For I don't see it this, saith the Spirit of God. Father, we just pray, Lord, I thank you for you're so wonderful. I pray that people, you out there will wake up this night, that you'll remember that God is real. He loves you. He wishes to be in your heart in a very powerful way. He wants to uphold you. He wants to lift you up, encourage you. The enemy is the one that wants to bring you down, but you're in a certain place now that you need to receive help from heaven. Because you need help. You need a spiritual help. You need a spiritual move. You need a spiritual revival. You need to be revived as the old time revival. But I say there's no revivals nowadays. I say everybody has a word. And I say that word is from men. And that word is not lasting. I say that word needs to come through my spirit. Thus says the Spirit of God. Only through my spirit will it work. These others are make-believes. They're fakes. They're not the real thing, says the Spirit of God. For I have a real people, a holy people, a dedicated people, a people that walk upright before me in this last hour. That my spirit will be so heavy upon them, the enemy will not come their way. I say why my many people have so much troubles is because they're in his camp. And he's doing to many of my people this night things that they would seek me, they would be set free. But until they call upon me, he will give them a terrible time to the end. Remember, my people, you need to seek me because I can defeat the one that has thee bound. I will set you free. Be not afraid. My one, call upon me, and I'll help thee, my beloved, says the Spirit of God. Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing this night. Pray that you'll touch your hearts, your people in this very powerful way. Lord, I feel this night what you're doing. I feel that you're coming this very soon. I pray that you make yourself real to all people this night. Let them know that you love them in a mighty way. Bless your people. I pray that you'd open the hearts of your people that they would know where they're at. Know that they need your spirit. Pray this day in Jesus' name. Amen.